Now let's add a couple more tunes to our Georgia playlist. For this, we ask people to choose two songs they think best represent Georgia. Two simple rules. Nominations have to be songs written or performed by a Georgian, and artists cannot nominate one of their own tunes. So today we feature the Atlanta band Omni. Bassist and vocalist Philip Frobos brings his picks for the Georgia playlist.
Hey, my name's Philip Frobos, and I play with a band called Omni from here in Atlanta, Georgia. My first pick for the Georgia playlist is Neon Lights by Love Tractor. It's an unlikely Kraftwerk cover from this Athens, Georgia band that often gets overlooked beyond B-52s and Pylon and REM, but it's really fantastic. It even surprised me when I was letting the record spin and it came on. So it's also just one of my favorite Kraftwerk songs too, so it's cool to hear it in a new wavy kind of way. It's just really bizarre and not a way that I would ever think of hearing this song, just because Kraftwerk is so, like, you know, so rigid and mechanic, whereas with this it's like kind of led by this constantly strumming acoustic guitar with like a really great lead, guitar lead, which is kind of like, you know, the Love Tractor thing. So I guess it's just like a really more unique and organic approach to a song that you probably would never imagine you'd hear this way. Kind of remind me a lot of modern bands right now that are kind of doing the same thing but probably have no idea who this band is. This sound is very specific to that Athens, Georgia time, which is nice. Just really clean, direct in, like, guitar bass sounds, like nothing too fancy, just good Georgia post-punk. My second pick for the Georgia playlist is Waikiki by Current Rage. This band is really, really odd to me because I still can't really find anything about them online except for that Current Rage was a 80s post-punk new wave band from Atlanta, Georgia, that WRAS was their launching pad. There's no information about this band online. I picked it because I think it sounds really cool, and it just blows my mind that no one knows anything about this band. Even like your pillars of the music community around here, no one knows anything about this group. weird because I guess you don't hear a lot about Atlanta in that time. You hear more just it's all about Athens. And then if you do hear about Atlanta, it's like more about like hardcore and like, you know, like Neon Christ and all that kind of stuff. So I guess it is weird just because it's like, where did this fit in and where are these people and, you know, what happened? So
that was Philip Frobos of the Atlanta-based group Omni. They released their second record, Multitask, late last month.